Greetings, faithful listeners. Introducing Nexus Rewards, a blessed opportunity to steward your resources wisely. Experience the joy of savings and receiving cash back on your everyday purchases, from family groceries to essential home goods. But the blessings don't end there. Share the gift of Nexus Rewards with others and witness the multiplication of your earnings. Yes, it's true. Save, earn cash back, and cultivate a fruitful harvest by sharing. Join Nexus Rewards today at shopsaveearninfo.com/miracle.
If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 27th, 2024, and today the topic is grieving the Holy Spirit. I have to admit that this is take two. Yes, take two of me recording today's juice. I went live and recorded it earlier, and once again, the situation has brought me back to this to have to record again. I went to go download the audio and there was nothing there. So as frustrating as that could be, I decided to go ahead and push through and record again. As you guys can see, I'm in a lovely, lovely scenery. NJ is trying out soccer for the first time and we are at the park. And so, yeah, I decided to just go ahead and take advantage of this opportunity to record in a lovely space here in nature and still give the juice in spite of the setback from earlier. So yeah, and I'm even doing it a little bit differently than I usually do. I'm not live technically. I am recording, pre-recording, and I'm gonna upload it. So in Jesus' name, y'all gonna get this juice today. And matter of fact, speaking of, I was debating, I was like, is this a sign, Lord? Like, do you not want me to record on Saturdays? Because it's the second Saturday in a row where there's been an issue. So I was going to pose that to you all, those that listen to the juice. Like, are you cool with just having juice Monday through Friday and then, you know, let your girl be off on Saturday and Sunday? Or, you know, should I push through and keep doing Saturdays? Because, I mean, I do appreciate my Saturday juices because I feel like they're a little shorter and sweeter. But at the same time, I feel like they still are impactful. But by all means, y'all can let me know what y'all need or whatever the case may be. But anywho, if I talk about yesterday real quick, there was some highlights from yesterday. Yesterday was Friday, so I want to say thank you to those that tuned in and watched last night's episode of the GSL Talk Show. As for me, yesterday I ended up recording a future episode of the GSL Talk Show. And then another significant thing that I did was to... basically, we had a conversation with getting NJ in virtual public school, which I feel really good about. Because, you know, I'm not necessarily worried about NJ and his social interaction. He's a very social kid. And as long as we have things like this, maybe like the soccer and church and, you know, maybe getting him involved in other clubs and things of that nature. You know, I think having his schooling online, I feel like it would be a beneficial thing to do. So I'm just throwing that out there for anybody else that might be wondering or struggling with, hey, how do I want to handle this? You know, hey, things are looking a lot different these days, you know, and we can, you know, educate our kids and do these things in a variety of ways rather than just feeling like we have to do it the way we had it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know it's going to be very different from what I experienced and what my husband experienced and things like that. But I feel really good. I feel really good about this opportunity. And we had a good conversation with the counselor yesterday for the school that we're looking to get into. So we got to get our information together and stuff. And of course, it's a first come, first serve basis. So there's things we got to do to get in place. But I feel good about it. And I hope and pray that, you know, if it's for us to do, that God will go ahead and open those doors and get it going. So anywho, those are the highlights from yesterday. Outside of that, the main other thing that I did was watch Chosen. You know, I kept watching that series. I think I'm on season 3 right now. So yeah, that's another thing of significance. Still just as pure and wholesome as I've been experiencing this whole time. And that's it. I think those are my main highlights for Friday. So let's go ahead and get into this conversation. Grieving the Holy Spirit, okay? Again, I done lost everything that I said earlier. So we starting off fresh and see what the Lord has to say through me at this point. The inspiration for today's conversation is pretty much inspired by the time that I woke up, which was around 4:30, but you guys know usually I don't pay attention to times that are my alarm clock times, but I did today, and when I did, it sent me to Ephesians 4:30. It says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." So that resonated with me this morning, and I really just took some time to reflect on just like how we grieve the heart of God, like how we make him sad. You know, I don't think we, you know, consider that sometimes that we have that type of effect on the Lord. But I mean, I think the Bible's very clear that, you know, he gets upset, he gets happy, you know, and has different emotions and things of that nature, even if they are not, again, in the way that we have emotions, but emotions nonetheless. Because again, the way I look at it is that if we're made in his image, if we have the emotions, then why do we think that he don't, you know? So anyway, that's one thing to think about. But as I was reflecting on that, I started to really just I ended up also thinking about this whole thing about us not being in alignment, right? One of the ways that we can break the heart of God or grieve the Holy Spirit is by again just not being in relationship with him. And in order for us to not be in relationship with him, you know, again, we are trying to, I guess, like they say, change the will, or, you know, separate ourselves from him by doing our own thing. And so I know I've been on this journey to really just accept where God has me. Like, who knew that, you know, I would be here as almost a soccer mom? Or who knew that, again, almost 10 years of marriage and all these things that you know, I'm truly, truly grateful for. But then sometimes, you know, as a human, we struggle, you know what I'm saying? We struggle with, well, you know, what, things could look different and be different and things like that, or why can't it just be the way I want, you know, things like that. And so you know, I'm being open and honest that I struggle with those things as well and those thoughts. But what I'm learning to do and what I'm doing my best to do is to, again, acknowledge God and everything and to say, hey, Lord, your will, your way, and your plan is better than mine. And so one of those things that kind of led me to thinking about that side of things was I came across this quote, and it says, "Flourish where God plants you." You know, I shared with you guys earlier, you missed it, but I shared with you guys earlier that there was a friend of mine that I have a lot of conversations with. And one of the things that I try to, as I listen to, you know, the person share about their life and things of that nature, I hear a lot of, "I don't want this, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to live here, and I don't," you know what I mean? A lot of, I don't. And my whole thing is what, you know, what I try to pour into the person, but then I also am reminding myself that ultimately, you know, again, we have to acknowledge what is, not just what we want, what is actually happening. If you are somewhere, then there's things you need to do wherever you're at, versus, you know, worrying so much about going to the next place and the next place and the next place. Again, if you get into alignment with what God wants to do with you, for you, and through you, it don't matter what place you at, to be honest, things of that nature. Now, again, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to point fingers and act like I'm perfect with this, but what I'm saying is that you can flourish where you are planted, and you probably should be intentional about flourishing where you are planted. So let me give you guys some verses. Okay, so Ephesians 4, I had it on my side. Okay, let me tell you guys about Ephesians 4. So when I took a look at Ephesians 4:30, I ended up reading and listening to the entire Ephesians 4, which was really good. But it's just a constant reminder, again, about how important each individual person is. Again, where God has you is where you need to be. Again, you have some purpose, and you're a part of a bigger plan than just your own. Like, I could sit here and be selfish all day and sit here and think, like, oh, I want this, I want that, and you know, and things of that nature. But if it isn't a part of God's plan and won't bear fruit, then there's no need for me to be there or have those things, you know. At the end of the day, again, even the things that make me sad, the things that make me upset, the things that make me discouraged, or whatever the case may be, those things, the way it works in my mind, and I know this ain't everybody, because I see now that everybody don't think like this, but the way it works for me is that when I'm going through something, I start to try to think about the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? I start to try to think about, now, what can I create to help with situations like this? Or what can I do to help warn other people about what I'm going through? Things of that nature. Now, I know everybody don't do that, you know, but if we do start to shift our hearts and minds towards looking at things the way that God does versus, again, just be so tunnel vision and focus on our own, you know, thoughts and things of that nature, then I mean, you might be able to see the bigger picture. You might be able to see, okay, you know what, I went through this bad thing, but at the end of the day, God used that bad thing for his glory, because here I am sharing my testimony, here I am creating content that's centered around this, that, or the other, here I am again using my gifts and talents to further the message of God and Christ by humbling myself and acknowledging that, hey, I fall short, hey, I'm human, hey, you know, I struggle this, that, and the other. And so as I was reflecting on that, I ended up reading the entire Ephesians 4. So I got a good reminder about, again, the bigger picture and how we're all a part of the body, and each and every one of us is a part of the bigger purpose of the Lord. But here goes some practical things that we can do and use to hopefully get into alignment, and so we won't grieve the Holy Spirit by trying to separate, okay? One of the things we can do is trust God's plan. I know that's probably one of the hardest things to do, because, well, one, some of us don't even acknowledge God, right? So how can you trust someone or something that you don't know and don't acknowledge, right? And then, but those of us that do acknowledge God, some of us, again, still struggle to trust God's plan, because we want what we want, right? We like our plans. We like our ideas, you know. But then I think one of the most humbling things that I had to realize is that even my ideas are still his idea. He gave me the idea, you know. You know, maybe we don't like to think that way, but I mean, I'm hoping that I'm encouraging and inspiring you to, you know, trust God's plan, and again, get in alignment so we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Next thing you can do is to embrace things with gratitude. Again, I could sit here all day long and sit here and talk about all the things that isn't looking the way I want it to look. You know what I'm saying? It's not, this isn't doing what I hoped, or this isn't happening the way I hoped, or my husband ain't this, and my son ain't that, and all these different things. But it would be more beneficial for me and all of us, right, if I am to start to look at things with gratitude. At the end of the day, hey, I'm alive another day. I'm breathing another day. We got a home to live in. I have a husband that loves and supports me. I have a son that's annoyingly adorable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all of these things are amazing and beautiful blessings, and we need to sometimes, again, focus and start to live life with gratitude versus the alternative. You know what I'm saying? Focusing so much on the negative and so much on what we don't have, and looking at somebody else, right? Looking at somebody else's grass and saying that it's greener at the end of the day, that's not always true. And then, like somebody say, sometimes the grass is greener because it's fake. So do you want some real grass, or do you want some fake grass? You know, it just really depends. The last thing, another little practical thing, I'm just going to share that we could do is nurture a community of support. That's why I got a shout out to my Mountain West family. That's why I got a shout out to my friends and family and mentors and people that I can go to and be open, honest, and transparent with. By cultivating relationships and community of people that are like-minded, believers and things of that nature, it will keep you on the right track with the Lord. It will keep you, again, trusting the Lord and things of that nature. Again, if you align yourself with people that are thinking alternatively, right, or again, if you're trying to feed our itching spirits and hearts and ears and things like that, like the Bible say, with teachers that, you know, satisfy our own wants, desires, and things of that nature, then that's what you're going to end up not only listening to, but emulating. You're going to emulate those people. That's what you're going, because that's what you're following at the end of the day. So, you know, we really have to decide, like, who is going to be our God. Are you going to be your own God, or are you going to allow God to be God? And then with him being God, are you going to trust him and his plan for you and your life? I came across, like, right before I got ready to go, and I was getting ready and whatnot, I came across this post that was talking about Kanye West. And he was talking about, I guess he's about to invest in porn site or something like that, And we clearly have video footage of him sharing how porn has affected his entire life and has not been a great influence for him. And now he's going to invest. Now, hey, there's a whole nother thing, you know, to this, because I mean, I think there might be some truth to this whole cloning and whatnot. I know that might sound crazy, but I mean, listen, these rich people are into some stuff. So who knows? You know what I mean? And it's very interesting that, you know, he's saying the complete opposite things now that he was saying a few years ago, you know, for example. So, you know, and again, we all can do that, right? We all can have that type of struggle where we, again, are going back and forth with, you know, what we want to do. But just saying, that's a little weird. But anyway, I'm saying all that to say that ultimately this would not stand in alignment with the Lord and his will and way would do. This is, like they say, birds of a feather flock together. If you're with people that are, you know, again, are against the Lord, then yeah, your fruit is going to be against the Lord. And vice versa. If you're with people and your community is for the Lord, then most likely your fruit is going to be beneficial and things of that nature, in alignment with what God wants to do. Let me give you guys some more verses, y'all. Galatians 5:25, it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. I mean, listen, I mean, you know, it's better to go with the grain than against the grain, as they say. It's better to go with the Lord than to be working and fighting against them. Because you just go, I mean, you know, again, what he wants to do is what's going to stand, ultimately. So either, again, you're going to be an enemy of God or not. Like, that's ultimately what it boils down to. And I don't know if we like to receive that. That might be Pope, but that's what it say. So then we got Psalm 1:3. And it says, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Listen, that's the type of life I want to live. At the end of the day, a life that's going to, you know, in season bear fruit, right? And even in out of season, it's still going to be beautifully thriving and growing and things of that nature. You know, whatever I do prospering and things of that nature. That sounds great and good to me. Now, that might not sound great and good to everybody, but I'm just throwing it out there as those are the options at the end of the day. You guys can keep going deeper. You know, read the entire Ephesians 4. Check out Jeremiah 17:7-8. And yeah, go deeper about all these things. I mean, let's get into alignment so we don't grieve the heart of God. And that's ultimately the juice this morning. Now, the Bible verse of today is Proverbs 9:10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Hey there. Are you looking to deepen your understanding of the Bible? Look no further than Graceful Joy Church. Their YouTube channel is the go-to destination for insightful videos that cater to all levels of faith. But what really sets them apart is their incredible community. Join their online congregation today and experience the warmth and support of fellow believers at Graceful Joy Church on YouTube.